This is the Taney County Commission. This is Monday, November 28th, 2011. This is that part of our meeting that is titled Preliminary Study Meeting and Public Comment. We will be working through the various issues that we'll be talking about today, including minutes, accounts payable, etc., for the course of the next half hour. At 9 o'clock, we will formally open the meeting. I'm sorry? Yeah, just keep it on. Thank you.
Well, look at the invoice. You can, the invoice will be in there.
Oh, we're back on.
Yes, we're live.
That's right.
So we have someone signed up for public comment.
Sorry?
Someone signed up for public comment.
Who?
James.
Mm-hmm. We've bid that out. Can't get it cheaper.
I see a our invoice here from Mr. Potty that I believe you talked about today too. You mentioned that last week.
We did. I didn't see anything wrong with the minutes when reviewing them. Did you?
Yeah, copy that.
Did you write some stuff on there?
No. No marks.
No marks? We'll be discussing this today, guys.
It's at 9:05 or something like that.
I think we need to bid out that. That's my opinion. That's what's on the agenda today.
This item will be this purchasing update won't happen. We're just going
to
all be resolved.
Question regarding that, Dan. Will that be us that goes through that procedure? Will we allow the committee to handle that?
I think we should direct Ron Erickson to work with the
committee.
Yeah,
good idea.
But that's what I'm thinking is
The Taney County Transportation Advisory Board. I thought we do have it down.
Yeah, but we're going to discuss if we're going to fund it or not. And I think just part of my points of discussion is going to be is that I think we need to bid that. It's professional services, non-legal, so we'll need to.
We're in preliminary discussion, so we can't talk about this because it's on the agenda. I think we need to do it this year.
I'd like to.
Yeah.
I'd like to. I mean, if that's what we need to start, I agree. RFQ, whatever, the RFs. So that's on.
Can I ask for him to come down? Could you get a jump on that, or do you just want to do it during the formal time?
We'll do this in formal time.
Who's the chair of that committee?
David Miller.
Who is now?
David. Buddy's the vice chair. Get an email from a citizen. You did Wednesday at 11 o'clock.
As soon as it has the hall shut.
Yeah. But I would say that. I'll just get them answering something. No, I haven't. Been concentrating on that. Citizen regarding
the racetrack? Did you get that?
Yeah. Talked about suits and so forth as well.
Yeah. And a judgment on it? This sender?
Morning, Donna.
Good morning. Did you guys have a good holiday?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did. I went to do Black Friday shopping, and actually, it wasn't too bad. Like Walmart opened at 10 o'clock.
Not bad, huh?
It wasn't. I mean, it was crowded, no doubt. But the good thing about it is they had enough product there that nobody was going crazy. So that's a positive thing for the vendor.
We had our Thanksgiving on Friday, so I can keep that out of store.
It's
not true. We're working on it. Working on it.
Okay, I got some steals, so I got good.
Where's that?
Texas. There you go.
That's what I was looking at, too.
That juvenile, that Bowie County?
Juvenile
officer? Trying to figure out where Texas.
Trying to figure out where in the world Bowie County was. And
Texarkana, Texas.
Yeah.
Why are we still down on Ozark Beach? Any ideas?
No. Has it got an approval date on it?
Susan Braden signed off on them. $3,000. Oh, it's for the horizontal bore underneath Bull Shoal's leg.
Now.
I just didn't know if we're going to do the boring under the lake was part of the Ozark Beach project. Texarkana, Texas.
That's where that's from.
Yep.
Where'd you find that?
Under this file here, I went in here and found the and then had to find this twin documentation back there.
At least that's what it says.
We have an individual that has signed up for public comment. James, would you like to join us? Please identify yourself.
I'm James Strahan. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The reason I'm here today is kind of a refresher on what I had proposed some weeks ago about a resolution for our veterans. This resolution was taken up by the County Commission on an agenda, but the last I remember recall of any action taken was that you was going to speak to an attorney or something on the situation, whether you had the authority to adopt a resolution. This resolution has since been put in proclamation form by the City of Hollister and adopted. And I'd like for this County Commission to revisit this and if there's any way at all possible to get this resolution, which deals with the veterans having the Veterans Day off, I would suggest or hope that you guys would take this up and try to get this adopted in some way, form, or fashion. And, you know, if it needs to be put back on the agenda, I would like to get that done and pursue, because I don't want to see it fall to the wayside, and I'm very proud that Hollister stepped in and got the adoption made, and it was a good situation. And getting a lot of interest whenever I speak to a veteran. I've not met any opposition when I'm speaking out to the public on it. But that's what I would like to see done. That's what I'm requesting this morning under public comment, is to get this back on the agenda. And I don't want it just to die off. It's a good cause, and I think it's a worthy cause for Taney County to take up. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you, James. James, you're aware of our policy of not addressing issues during public comment, but we do have a time today called Agenda Request Review, and at that time I'll ask about that. Would it be possible for you to get us a copy of what Hollister did?
Yes.
Thank you.
Legislative authority to from a county or a city can dictate that an employer has to give any one-time off. But if it's a, if we're in support of a resolution that that happen or that it be considered by the legislature, I'm curious, what did Hollister do?
They do an annual proclamation, and it didn't have anything to do with the day off. Do they do an annual proclamation honoring veterans on the day?
At least that's when Rick called me and told me what they're doing. So,
okay.
It didn't have the critical component that makes us nervous.
Have both of you looked at the minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And accounts payable?
Yeah.
I believe I'm good with that. Accounts payable, I'll double check.
Yeah.
Jim, I've got that email back regarding dates. I had sent out possible work dates on budget.
Mm-hmm.
To both of you, did you get that, Dan?
Mm-hmm.
I sent you some counter, some dates.
I've, got that in front of me. Well, I knew that there would be other things that were conflicting, but I think if we work at this, of course, we can talk about this during budget session today. That's when I'll bring it up more properly.
When are we, we've got a Road and Bridge employee coming in at executive session today, I believe. Is that correct? I think that's right.
We had invited Harvard.
Yeah.
Harvard firm?
No, Harvard firm. I think,
yeah.
Okay, I saw the partial payment, and that's what I was wondering. I found out that in budget we need to look at how I went over to the West Barn and just told everyone Happy Thanksgiving last Tuesday or whatever, and one of the conversations came up was maintenance out there. You know, we have two guys out there doing maintenance at the West Barn. One of them says they're dedicated to nothing more than just the transfer station. But yet the transfer station doesn't pay for his salary. And then they were told not to code what's transfer station, what's road and bridge, even though there's two different funds. So we need to look at maybe something there because.
Oh, absolutely, I agree.
Because I was told. Without doubt, at least one person full-time is working transfer station repairs.
Hmm.
That's insurance last week about renewal rates and all that. What happened with that?
It's on later in the week.
Okay.
About bid procedures.
Just,
or,
did we,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dan. Take care of bad news. No, go ahead. We were trying to get everyone to get bids back to us for health insurance, and one component was everyone wanted to know our renewal something.
They wanted to know what the renewal rate
was going
to
be.
Was that right. Brought to us by nursing. Our broker obviously has been requested but is not released. So we're moving forward without
it. Without it, okay.
But it would be much better to have it.
Right.
Julian, do you have an extra one of these?
I can go get one real quick.
Okay, why don't you just make a copy of this so we can have two? Is that today's stuff?
It is. All from Florida.
That's no surprise.
What's it cost to fly to Atlanta?
Can you give me a couple seconds? I can tell you.
Friend of mine's mother, but close to just past the line.
When you want to go? When would you go?
I'm rereading this, and it may have already put, the funeral's probably already been had now that I'm looking. Yep, it says the 22nd.
Oh, last week, yeah.
I haven't lived that far.
Wow. $300 with no notice.
Session minutes.
He's check marked it. That's why they did it. It's these right.
It's one we've already read.
Yeah, we've already read it.
No, there was. It's right there. They are.
Right. He check marked us.
Yeah. Well, I've already looked at them. If I put the check on.
Yeah, we did them in. We looked at them in the executive last week. Yeah, these are fine because they're. I was making sure both of these are right.
What's this provision of meals? What does it pertain to?
Share the ABL contract for.
It's ABL contract. Yeah, it's listed.
We awarded it. This is the agreement to execute. They execute the agreement.
Okay. Probably needs to title that just a little different on.
These are the ones we initial. So these are the ones. So I can just. That's all legit here. There is a few grammatical changes on this, so. Thank you. And that's that.
Burr.
Burr?
I like, even my table's like ice cold.
The what, Nadine?
I had thought that there would be something on here that would be sent to us from P&Z. For approval.
Those ordinances?
Yeah.
We haven't got a request yet, have you?
Well, I heard some disturbing news to me, anyway, that there had been a passage of P&Z on some issues.
Okay, so I guess it should be, Mr. Ashley will be bringing it to us then. I haven't seen anything.
I'm drawing a blank on some stuff here the way this is wrote.
What's that? That's that petition. Remember that Brinson had asked to taking a bunch of state roads.
Oh.
Ron received a petition. All he's going to do is submit the petition to the clerk.
Right.
Since then, Branson's withdrawn its application because a lot of the roads they didn't want anyway. They just took it. I guess what I'm hearing is the state gave a list to Branson, and Branson said, sure, without looking at the roads. And then after they start reviewing them, they're withdrawn.
State highways.
Yeah, they're just going to withdraw a bunch of and resubmit something. Julian?
Can you get a copy of Hollister's proclamation that they read on Veterans Day? Rick is confused. They told me that they were doing it.
So I just asked James for that.
That's true. Never mind. Never mind. You're right. I was like, never mind. You got James over
there. He should. I wouldn't doubt one. He already has it, but.
Okay, never mind. You're right. Never mind. You're right, you did ask. I was looking online to see if I could find it real fast. It was.
guy's mom. Whenever we'd go to their house in St. Louis, she'd invite all the us 22, 25, 30-year-old guys in, and there was always a gang of us. She was a sweetheart. Didn't matter if we invaded her house, we always felt comfortable. We're close, aren't we?
We're almost ready to start, yes.
Are you here for public comment this morning?
No, I'm just here to observe for a school class.
Okay.
You picked a short day, so yeah. You should be in and out really fast. So.
This may be the shortest day we've had.
Yeah. Well, up here, we'll be at an open session upstairs, too, for budget. So that'll be, if you want to join us upstairs after this, that'd be great, too. So.
We can, and I'll mention at the time, take off the staff departmental update for purchasing. Okay. Jillian, remind me during agenda review today at 1 o'clock. About scheduling a meeting with all elected officials and department heads to talk about the budget.
Yes, sir.
Ron?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know whether we wanted to move that up and have that proposed so we could set meetings for, are we scheduled in the morning?
Afternoon, I think it's more afternoon, 1 o'clock.
You start at 1 tomorrow.
Well, I can't be here till 1.
Okay.
So I don't know how we're posted.
It's posted at 1, sir.
Is it?
Yes.
Do you want to start earlier then? Just
no, I don't.
Because I'm going to be here working through numbers. It's our time. So go ahead.
The reason I said that is because I didn't want to, and I didn't know you weren't going to be here, Jim.
Go ahead and start without me, though. It's not a big deal because some of this stuff is formalities. We just need to get going.
The ones that we decide today that were better,
right.
I'd like to call them in tomorrow or give a notice that there's no need for them to come in other than maybe what we proposed today or something.
Well, I was hopeful that today at 1 o'clock when we're having the agenda request review, we'll talk about how we want to do that. I think it would be good to gather everybody together and have a general conversation about budget, where we're at, where we're headed, and then set up times with them.
Okay.
But let's talk about that today. And then.
All right. Well, I guess I could say that I'm at the point where I want to, I didn't want to waste any more preliminary time. I wanted to get
right to it.
Into the meat of the conversation.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission to order this Monday, November 28th, 2011. And call on Helen Soutie for an offering opening prayer.
Our dear blessed Heavenly Father, we just praise you so much today for your goodness. We just love you for all that you do and all that you give us, all that we have. We just give you the glory. We pray right now today, Lord, for guidance in our county, our state, our nation, that you would help us, Lord, to turn to you and to be what you would have us to be in the direction of all our duties. Father, again, I praise you for all that you've done, all that you've given us. I thank you for your Son, Jesus. In his name, amen.
I'd like to call on Commissioner Strahan to offer the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just a quick note, it's unusual to mark that we have so few things that are listed today, but part of that, in fact, is that we're going to be working on budget most of the day. The public is invited to sit in on that. It will be held in the commission conference room. I'm also hopeful today that we will talk about the procedure that we'll utilize in meeting with elected officials and department heads so that we can make that a public notice so that the public can attend those as well. Previous meeting minutes?
Motion to approve previous meeting minutes 11-17 or November 17th with corrections and changes.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve previous meeting minutes of November 17th with corrections and changes. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 326-796 through 326-867, warrants 5534, and just a side note, we will be paying one of the invoices with our procurement card.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 326796 to 326856 and 326857 to 326867, and warrants 5534.
We're just paying one.
And paying one invoice with
procurement.
A purchasing procurement card.
Yep.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
There was no journal entries or transfers today.
We had placed on the budget the TCTAB prioritization proposal that had come to us regarding funding. And
I'm going to make a motion if it suits Chair. I'm going to make a motion that we approve the funding to the full amount requested to go out for, I guess I shouldn't have said for the full amount requested, to go out for bid
okay.
on that particular issue for services rendered.
I'll second the motion for discussion, just for clarification.
Motion's been made and seconded that the funding that has been requested for the TCTAB prioritization
projects
be moved into the format for bidding. Discussion.
The reason from a bidding perspective, a couple things. I want to make sure we work on this quickly. So I'd like to see us attempt to have this done and funded this year. That's one request. The second request is I would just want to make sure since it was since one engineering company helped the TCTAB to come up with this proposal, I'd like to make sure from a public's perspective that we go outside just to make sure that we haven't missed anything with the proposal, because they're talking about reviewing 41 projects, prioritizing them for Taney County, and it overall would give some validity to our advisory board that helps us.
Are you wanting to turn that over to Mr. Erickson to review, see if the procedures have been met?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask a question. If it's the correct procedure to go to bids, or do we want to go through the process of prioritizing engineers who would fall into this through the selection of professional services? Because there is a statute for that, if I'm not mistaken. And in which case we would go through the process and prioritize, list engineering company number one, number two, number three, and choice to handle this, and then in fact allow either the committee, if we ask them to do it, or us ourselves to select
right. That
number one or top priority.
In the past, we've done this SOQ, which is a statement of qualifications. We've done that in the past and had a listing of all engineers who want to participate in what aspects, if it's sewer, if it's roads, and things like that. And he may not have that current list, so I would basically want to turn this over to Mr. Erickson, whatever the quickest way to get to this, our end result, which is getting that proposal in front of us. So if it's statement of qualifications, whatever, from the various engineering companies.
Well, I guess what I had meant through my motion was that to make sure that all the procedures had been met.
Right.
That's my main concern.
Mine
too. It's not that I don't want to go in the same direction that they're headed now. It's just the fact that I want to make sure that everything is if they've contacted him, if there's information that we don't know about, that the proceedings have been met.
Right. And I agree with that. I mean, everything may have been met, and Mr. Erickson will come back and say, I'm comfortable awarding it. I just want to have Mr. Erickson an opportunity to go through that process like you do.
Right.
And then fund it. I mean, what we're going to fund this project.
Right. I guess that's the most important part of the thing, yeah, is that we're going to fund it.
Right.
And are we talking out of 2011 budget?
Yes. That's how I'm talking.
Right. Right.
I can't speak for two, but for me, I want to come out with the 11 budget.
Mr. Finley.
Just to make sure that you guys are aware, we're on a cash basis, so wherever it comes in is where that will occur. If it comes in, the bill comes in 2011, we pay it out of 2011. If it comes in 2012, we can pay it out of 2012.
Sure.
So make sure you're clear on that.
It's on a cash basis.
Question for you. Is this a project that can be completed within 2011, or is it something that's going to drag into 2012?
You won't see a bill before 2012, I'm sure.
So it's something that we're going to have to look at as a 2012 budget item?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Travis.
Wait just a second. Don't leave there. Is this a bill that would possibly run into even to 2013 with a review of all 51? It was 21 projects, and then concluded into after
41 total project. Yeah,
the total number.
Yeah,
shouldn't. Now the schedule we have right now is for 16 weeks.
Okay.
So I mean, we'd probably maybe get started in 2011, but by the time, if we were selected, by the time we get a contract awarded and all that, you wouldn't see a bill till 2012.
Okay. So.
Sure, we're almost in December.
And I just kind of wanted to clarify too on the bidding. Technically, I'm sure Ron will tell you this, but you can't bid professional services. So,
right.
So you want to go through the qualifications process. That's what you'll have to do.
And I think that's what Danny was clarifying, is that we haven't gone through the statement of – I don't know if Mr. Erickson's done the statement of the qualifications.
I don't know if he asked for road stuff. I mean, I know we have sewer several times, but I don't know if we've
I know last year we went through the process. I just don't know if he's got that information. He may have everything at his fingertips. I'm not sure.
I couldn't tell you guys
either. It may be a very quick process.
Could I have you consider your motion to be that you move that we fund this project and that we proceed through Mr. Erickson in the legal manner prescribed by law?
So moved with the motion.
I'll amend my second.
Motion has been made and seconded that we fund this project and move forward through Mr. Erickson in the legal manner prescribed by law. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
And let the stated amount be the stated number of projects be entered into the record.
It's for 41 projects.
Is there a meeting today?
Yeah.
Pardon?
At 3 o'clock today.
There was contingent upon what you guys decided. If the decision wasn't made by you guys, they were going to cancel the meeting. So I'm assuming
we're going to be in budget meetings this afternoon. Would you convey to the group that we have, in fact, approved this?
Yeah, I'll tell
them. And would you also, if it's all right, have you go up and talk to Mr. Erickson about this?
Yeah. Have them or have me?
Have you. Just go ahead and get it started, because he'll want to see the document you've provided and see.
Sure.
I mean, if that's all right, I want to jumpstart the process as much as possible.
Well, I am not sure since his tenure that we have gone through this procedure, so you might also provide.
Right.
And Mike Zimmerman will be here this afternoon, too. He'll
okay.
Exactly. So
thank you.
I'll have him talk to Ron, too, if I need to.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Gentlemen, we have the agreement for the provision of meals for the County of Taney.
The sheriff's here, too.
ABL. Hello, Sheriff.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm just here to answer questions if you have any.
We bid this, correct? I think this is just the formal agreement. Is that right?
Right. It went through the bid process. I believe we had three companies to send the bid. This is the company that we currently have and was also the low bid.
Okay. I remember that now. And this has gone through legal review.
Yes, sir. It's been reviewed by Mr. Clancy.
Then I'm going to move that we execute agreement with ABL for the provision of meals for the inmates. How's that?
I have a question. Should that be agendized in a different matter to make a motion on that? It's all right.
Yeah, we're talking about the agreement, the contract itself.
And that's how we bid it, was provision of meals.
Okay. I'm fine with it. I didn't know whether it was the language would permit us to do so, but that's fine. Did you make a motion for
approval? I'm
going to second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded. We enter to an agreement for the provision of meals for the County of Taney with and by through ABL Management Incorporated. This has the approval of the County Sheriff. It has the approval of County Council. Gentlemen, is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. It looks like there are couple of places for signatures.
I'll get all that taken
care of,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.
She may grab your signature here before you get out, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Thank you. Executive session minutes.
I have a motion to approve them, but I wanted to know, should I list the dates? We don't have a list like we did last time. There's about 15 dates. You want me to read the dates out, or how would you like me to do it?
Yes, I think that we need to incorporate that then into the motion.
Okay. So I move to approve executive minutes dated September 1st, 6th, 12th, 15th, 19th, 26th, October 3rd, 6th, 11th, 17th, 20th, 24th, 31st, November 3rd, and November 4th. With corrections.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve County Commission Executive Session Minutes dated September 1st, 2nd, 12th, 15th, 19th, 26th, October 3rd, 6th, 11th, 17th, 20th, 24th, and 31st, and November 3rd and 4th.
May not be exactly.
All right, let's go through it again.
1st, 6th, 12th, 15th. Did you say 2nd or 6th?
I said 19th and 26th.
I'm sorry. September 1st, 6th, 12th, 15th, 19th, 26th.
Correct.
October 3, 6, 11, 17, 20, 24, 31.
Yes.
And November 3rd and 4th.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. And Donna Neely, if you are listening, would you come into the County Commission meeting? Gentlemen, I received a petition personally presented to me on November 18th. It was presented by Mr. and Mrs. Fred Epps. It stated simply on the front, I am submitting these signatures that will show lots of opposition to the giveaway of State Highway 165 and other roads to the city of Branson. Our state money then will pay for the upkeep of all of these roads. If this happens, this is the start of the process to get rid of the county police and county fire department in these areas. Petition itself reads, due to the concerns of the taxpayers, we the undersigned registered voters of the state of Missouri do petition the Taney County Commission located in Forsyth, Missouri to use their authority to prevent the city of Branson, Missouri from annexing state highway right-of-ways in Taney County. Now, in what little research I did on the 18th, Donna, what I found was if and I want to give you this petition, which is why I've asked you to come, that it is, as stated, rather than residents of Taney County, so it's going to be difficult unless we go to the Secretary of State's database for registered voters. But I'm also not sure, Donna, rather if this is just a show from the public or if there is a required petition for the County Commission to act on, which is why I was going to ask you to research that for us. And number two, what I read was that when a city does attempt to annex a state right-of-way, they need a consenting letter of agreement from the county. That's all that I found on it. But
okay.
Thank you very much. Jillian, I've got a file here. which I think is our county file on the Highway 76 ROW annexation, different maps of the cities. I want to give that to you.
Just for the record, the purchasing meeting was withdrawn because those answers got resolved last week. Was there anything else on the agenda today?
I don't have anything. Sheila, did you want to chat with us today?
We are in need of a BOE meeting. It was just brought to me. I think last week we had a lot pending that was ridiculous thing. And it was just brought to me now that I've got a bank that paid one that had, they paid $3,300. They should have paid $1,750. And we're getting all the banks in. And we saw it, James, I was just looking, saw it wasn't on the schedule. We really need one. He said they've got a staff.
Can you just send them a thank you note?
They have also followed already to the assessor's office.
We have formally today a gender request review. We're going to be meeting several days, I think.
This week.
Okay. So we can, in fact, today at 1 o'clock, if you'll come, we'll, yes. If you'll write that down to remind us then. Is it going to be a BOE or can the county commission handle it?
County commission. It's James. They're real estate corrections, like this one says erroneous.
It can be commissioned then. It's commissioned, okay.
Well,
so we just need to put on the agenda for tomorrow.
We'll set a time with you today to handle it, possibly tomorrow. Once we give 24 hours notice, posting is all it will take.
Okay. So. Just put it in the agenda request form.
Thank you, Sheila. Uh-huh. James. And, gentlemen, I think that given the fact that we're now going to go into a budget work session, we're doing that in the conference room. I'd like to invite the public up to that meeting. And we'll stand in recess until we can get there.
Yep.